This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, it was a rather depressing day until very late on into that auction. We finally eked out a very small gain, 0.08% up on the day, 53,881 points. Warwick Lucas, Chief Investment Officer of Galileo Investment Managers, and Raymond Parsons, Head of the School of Business and Governance at Northwest University, have your weekly wrap on the political economy and markets. Warwick, what's going on with Sasol now?
Well, I must say that was quite an unpleasant shock indeed. Normally you tend to find that with big companies like Sasol, things such as the earnings announcements and, shall we say, just general protocol tends to very much run on rails. We were scheduled to see earnings come out on the on the 19th, Monday, I think that, and yeah. To suddenly at the last minute see a change of, oh, by the way, terribly sorry, but we're just booting it out a month, literally the day before, I think was something that certainly shook the market up. It was curious. There was looking in amongst the verbiage. I mean, the state, the guidance on earnings ranges from the original trading statement and the cost guidance for Lake Charles remains unchanged. Nevertheless, I guess there was enough there to say, oh no, not again. I mean, this is, after all, a market that is, well, to put it in a parlance of game, it's been shot at a lot.
Shot at a lot. Skittish, as I like to say quite often, about as tetchy as a bunch of long-tailed cats in a room full of rocking chairs. At the moment, you say anything wrong and this market will get spooked. Raymond, a big factor in that is this lack of confidence that we have in the South African economy. On the show last night, I had Trudy Makaya, the Presidential Economic Advisor, explaining away this this perceived inaction, saying that the task before the President and his team was perhaps underestimated. It is a vast task. I don't know how that could be underestimated, though, considering the last 10 years. Surely they must have understood.
Yes. Look, I think the confidence factor, all roads eventually lead through the confidence factor. And I would say that really, when we unpack our national mood at the moment, there are a number of factors that have brought this. Firstly, I think that the magnitude of what went wrong, both economically and politically, over the past decade or so, has certainly been underestimated. I think that's one factor. The second is that expectations have been too high as to what our new president could do and how quickly he could do it. And I think for those who've been arguing back the jockey and don't worry about the horse, I think have underestimated some of the unintended consequences of that precept. And then we come to what I would call actually perception management, as to whether the glass is half full or half empty. I'm looking at one of our prominent financial weekly journals. They have a one-page article on one page, the good news, and then they have a six-page article on what they call the terminal decline. So that shows you that, you know, there's a half-full, half-empty glass sort of perception issue here. I think the important point when we discuss it, no matter who it is, when we try to unpack what is still wrong and has to be put right, you have to also avoid a self-fulfilling prophecy. You have to say there are some strengths in South Africa that we need to build on, but we need to understand that if we don't urgently address the weaknesses, they will overwhelm us. And I think that's where we are now. And I think the important point now is that we should be careful to ensure that we do take the tough decisions that are needed. I'd like to say that, for example, in the case of Eskom, we're doing too little too late. in the case of the National Health Insurance, we're doing too much too soon. In the one case, you want shock therapy. In the other case, you want incrementalism. And we've got to get that balance right. And that requires the necessary leadership and the capacity to make things happen. And I think that's where we are, and that debate has not gone away.
Mm. And to bring it back to the markets, Warwick, we did see the Discovery share price tanking this week. It ended the week much, well, I wouldn't say much stronger, but it ended the week up 4%. Following some pretty steep declines from last Thursday through the week. Obviously, NHI news spooking the market, but there is some specific concern around the Discovery Life book as well. What do you make of it all?
Well, look, I mean, it's. I thought that the whole NHI process and the announcement and so on was, frankly, I didn't think much of it. I mean, we're talking about a program that's scheduled to possibly cost in the order of a quarter of a trillion rand a year every year, which of course we simply don't have. You know, at least with the nuclear power station, you knew what your cost was going to be once off. So the lack of any attempt to engage with private sector players, you frankly have just so much more experience and ability to manage this whole process, to me was really rather baffling. But be that as it may, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you're going to have an NHI, well, best to start making some decent economic decisions, because otherwise you quite simply will not be able to pay for this whole lot and the whole discussion.
Yeah, and Raymond, we did have the IMF come out yesterday to say that it hasn't been approached for discussions around a bailout just yet, but it did say that our debt levels were concerning to it.
Yes, look, I think that when the issue of the IMF is being discussed, I just want to remind us that this debate was originally, in fact, started by the government, by a government minister warning. So, and of course, then the ball started rolling and everyone started to express a view. We must understand the IMF is a lender of the last resort. We are not there yet. There are other options, either pleasant or unpleasant, but there are other options. And I think one of the big dangers is that although we may fend off the IMF and feel we've got room to maneuver, you may end up in a low growth trap. In other words, you can't do anything properly, but you're hobbling along, and the dissatisfaction, the instability will grow, although you will survive without having to go to the IMF, because I actually think from a political point of view, in South African circumstances, that for the moment is an absolute no-no, and it isn't necessary. We've got room to maneuver. We may well run out of time and money, but we're not there yet, provided we use the time wisely, and that reverts to our early decisions. There are some decisions that have to be taken now, rather than later.
And I want to come back to your points of perceptions and the narrative. Do you think the president is losing the narrative at the moment?
I would say, let me hang that on the peg that this week we are marking both the 7th birthday of the National Development Plan and of Marikana. I saw those at the time as being connected, and now I see them still being connected.
I think that tells you everything. Raymond Parsons, head of the School of Business and Governance at Northwest University, and Warwick Lucas, Chief Investment Officer of Galileo Asset Managers, with your view from the market. Kitleho has your view from the traffic.